Hey everyone, welcome to this deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at starting a hyper local podcast right here in our neck of the woods, Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, becoming a voice for our community and sharing that local info, that really makes a difference.
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of people are thinking the same thing.
They really are. Remember when Adam Curry put out that call for more local podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
The response was huge.
Really was.
Really shows you just how many folks out there are looking for that kind of content, you know, stuff that's relevant to their lives.
Exactly. And what's really cool is you don't have to be some kind of podcasting expert to jump in and get started.
That's right.
Our sources really emphasize that it can be as simple as just talking about what's happening around us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
keep it simple.
Like imagine you and a friend.
Yeah.
Discussing a recent city council meeting or a school board decision,
right,
or even just some interesting local news.
Absolutely. That's a podcast right there.
It really is.
You don't need, you know, all the bells and whistles to make something interesting.
And get the fancy equipment.
Yeah. Especially when you're first getting started.
Yeah.
Think back to, you know, some of those very early podcasts.
Right.
A lot of them started as just simple Skype calls between, you know, two people who had something to say.
You know, and speaking of early podcasts, you know who comes to mind? Adam Curry.
Oh, of course.
And John C. Dvorak. You know, they launched their podcast, No Agenda, like 17 years ago.
Wow.
And they just sat down and talked about news articles. That's it.
Yeah, it can be that simple.
You can do the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, but focusing on what's relevant to folks right here in Deer Park,
right,
LaPorte, or Pasadena.
Right, keep it local.
Yeah, keep it local.
And that's the beauty of it, that conversational style.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's key, you know? It's about authentic engagement, right?
Yeah.
Making it feel like you're just listening in on a chat with friends,
hey,
you know, who happen to know a lot about what's going on.
And that's what people want. They want to feel like they're part of something.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
And it's also about community, right?
Mm-hmm.
The source even suggests reading listener emails on air, which I think is a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Really brings people in.
Yeah. Make them feel heard.
Make them feel like they're part of the show.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So let's switch gears a little bit here.
Sure.
And look at some of the practical advice that our source gives us.
All right.
They call them the golden rules.
Love it.
And the first one is consistency.
Oh, that's so important.
Yeah. Aim for, you know, a weekly episode released on the same day at the same time so people know when to expect it.
Like clockwork.
Yeah. Be reliable.
Yeah.
And also, don't get hung up on the length.
No. Yeah.
Just let the conversation flow naturally.
Let it breathe.
Even short episodes can have a real impact.
Absolutely.
If they're packed with those local insights that people are looking for.
And you know what? Especially when you're trying to build a loyal audience. Yeah.
In a specific area like ours.
Like ours, yeah.
Consistency is key.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So they know where to find you, when to find you.
It's like a favorite diner that you go to, you know when it's going to be open.
Exactly. You know what to expect.
You know what to expect. That's a good analogy.
And speaking of building an audience, you know what the source is a huge advocate for.
What's that?
Starting an email list.
Oh, yeah.
Might seem kind of old school, but
in this day and age.
I know, right? But it's a direct line to your listeners.
It is.
It's a way to connect with them on a more personal level.
You know, cut through all that noise.
All that noise, exactly.
That algorithm.
Right.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a way to really build that relationship.
All right, so let's get a little technical now.
Okay.
The source really recommends going with a paid hosting service.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm on board with that.
Me too.
You want your podcast to be reliable.
Absolutely.
Easily accessible, you know, especially if you want to be a resource for the community. Right. You want to make sure it's always there.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
Like we were saying, consistency.
Exactly.
Part of it.
And the good news is
there
are some great options out there that won't break the bank.
That's what I like to hear.
You know, the source specifically mentions podhome.fm and rssblue.com.
Okay.
User-friendly platforms. And they have some really helpful features, you know. They offer things like voice transcription, which can make your podcast more accessible. And they have automatic recommendations so that people can discover your show more easily.
I like it.
And you know what? These tools can really free up your time and energy.
Yeah, so you can focus on the content.
Exactly. So you can focus on creating great content about, you know, whatever local topic you've chosen.
Now, this next bit might surprise you.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The source actually advises against starting with video.
Really?
Yeah, they think it can get really complicated really quickly.
I see.
And on platforms like YouTube, you risk losing control over your audience.
Right, you're at the mercy of their algorithms.
Exactly. And we were talking about that direct connection, you know?
Yes.
That's so important.
Absolutely.
And that's where the RSS feed comes in.
Ah, yes, the RSS feed.
This might sound a little technical,
A little bit, but.
but basically, an RSS feed is a way for people to subscribe to your podcast and get new episodes automatically.
Right, it's like a direct pipeline to your listeners, no
Yeah.
matter what
Yes.
app they use to
No
listen.
matter what.
It's great.
You know what's really encouraging? You don't need a ton of fancy equipment to get started.
No, you don't.
If you're on a budget, even your smartphone can work.
In a pinch, yeah.
Most smartphones these days have decent built-in microphones.
They really do.
The most important thing is having something valuable to say.
Content is king.
It really is,
Always.
regardless of the production quality.
Right. People will forgive a little bit of audio roughness if you've got something interesting to share.
I'm excited about this. Okay, so once you're ready to upgrade,
Yeah.
the source does offer some suggestions for affordable gear.
Oh, lay it on me.
For example, the Fifine XLR microphone. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yeah, the Fifine. It's a great option.
It's a great option, delivers good sound quality without breaking the bank.
Affordable and reliable.
And these are just suggestions,
Of course, of course.
not
You
requirements.
can always explore and find what works best for you.
Exactly. And don't forget about headphones.
Oh, the headphones, yes.
So important, good headphones are essential for monitoring your audio while you're recording.
It's true. It's like having a second set of
You
ears.
want to make sure everything sounds clear.
Absolutely. No weird noises or distractions.
Exactly. And there are so many options out there.
There really are.
So it's about finding a pair that you find comfortable.
Right, and they give you accurate
Yeah,
sound.
good sound reproduction.
You want to hear what your listeners are going to hear?
Now, for those who want to dive deeper into the world of podcasting,
Yeah.
there's this amazing resource called Dave Jackson's School of Podcasting.
Oh, Dave Jackson, he's a legend.
He is, think of it as podcasting boot camp.
I love
You
that.
can learn everything there.
Everything from, recording techniques to editing, even marketing your show.
All right, so we've talked about the basics of getting started,
We have
from content ideas to technical
a
considerations.
little bit of everything.
But here's the big question. What makes hyperlocal podcasting so special?
That is the big question.
Especially in a place like Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena.
Right. Why focus on our little corner of the world?
Why? Why is it so special?
I'm glad you asked. You know what's fascinating to me about hyperlocal podcasting? It's the potential to really connect with our community, on a deeper level. Think about it. You have the chance to highlight those unique stories, the
Right.
hidden gems, the passionate people
Yeah.
that make Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena so special.
It's about shining the light on the things that might not make, national news,
Right.
but they matter a great deal to those of us who live here. You know, maybe it's interviewing the owner of that beloved family-owned restaurant over in Pasadena, or diving into the history of the Strawberry Festival in LaPorte, or discussing the impact of local environmental initiatives in Deer Park.
Love it.
You know, there are so many possibilities.
You can become a platform for those untold stories, a voice for the people, and issues that might otherwise be overlooked.
Right, and don't forget about the power of community engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine having local artists, musicians, or even city council members as guests on your podcast.
What a great
You know,
idea.
it's like creating a virtual town square
I like that.
where people can come together, share their perspectives, and even collaborate on solutions to local challenges.
A digital gathering place for
Exactly.
the community.
You know, and speaking of community, we talked earlier about the importance of building an email list.
Yes, we did.
Can you expand on why that's so crucial, especially for a hyperlocal podcast?
Sure. In a world that's just dominated by social media algorithms and all that,
So noisy out there.
it really is. An email list gives you that direct and reliable way to stay in touch with your listeners. It's like having a personal connection with each and every one of them.
You know, cut through the clutter. Get
Exactly.
right to their
It's like a
invites.
VIP pass to your content.
I like it.
You can share updates about your podcast, behind the scenes insights, and even ask for
Oh,
feedback.
feedback's so important.
It is. Or even suggestions on topics they'd like to hear.
So it's about fostering that two-way communication.
Exactly.
Making people feel like they're part of a conversation, not just passive listeners.
Right, they're part of the community.
Yes,
and in a hyper-local context, you know, that sense of community, it's even more valuable. Mm-hmm. You're not just building an audience.
Right.
You're building a network.
A network of engaged citizens.
That's it. People who care about their community and want to make a difference.
So someone's listening to this right now, and they're thinking, all right, I want to give this hyper-local podcasting thing a shot.
Okay, I love it.
What's the most important piece of advice you would give them?
You know what? Don't overthink it.
That's good advice.
It really is. The beauty of podcasting is its accessibility.
Mm.
Just find a topic you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Something that genuinely excites you about Deer Park, La Porte, or Pasadena.
Right. Something you can talk about for hours.
Exactly. Grab a friend, a neighbor, anyone who shares your enthusiasm.
Right.
And just start recording.
Action over perfection.
Yes.
That's it.
That's what I like to hear.
Get those creative juices flowing.
You mentioned earlier that we don't need expensive equipment to get started.
Right.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. While the source does recommend upgrading your equipment eventually.
Right.
They really emphasize that quality content is far more important than fancy gear.
Especially in the beginning.
Especially in the beginning, you can actually get started with just your smartphone.
Yeah.
Most smartphones these days, they have surprisingly decent built-in microphones.
Yes, they do.
So focus on craft and compelling stories.
Mm. Insightful conversations and the technical aspects will follow.
You'll figure it out as you go.
You will.
That's what's so great about podcasting.
It's a learning process.
It is. And it's fun.
And it's fun. Yeah.
You get to experiment.
Exactly. Get to find your voice.
That's it.
And, you know, find what works best for you.
And for your audience.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot between quality and accessibility.
I like that, the sweet spot.
And as you grow, you can gradually invest in better equipment if you feel it's necessary.
Right. No need to break the bank right out of the gate.
Now, I know we touched on the Fifine XLR microphone as a budget-friendly option.
We did.
What makes this microphone stand out?
You know, the Fifine XLR, it's a condenser microphone,
okay,
which is known for its sensitivity and its ability to pick up like a wide range of frequencies.
Okay.
And this makes it really ideal for recording vocals, especially if you're recording in like a home studio setting,
right,
where you might not have perfect acoustics.
So it's forgiving. It is. It's a great choice for beginners because it offers excellent sound quality.
Yeah.
At an affordable price.
So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck.
You really are.
Speaking of sound quality, we can't forget about headphones.
The headphones, so important.
Why are good headphones so crucial for podcasters? Especially when starting out.
You know, good headphones, they're your secret weapon.
Okay.
For audio quality control.
I like that.
They allow you to hear exactly what your microphone is picking up.
Yeah.
So you can identify any like unwanted noises or distortions.
Right.
Yeah. In your recording, it's like having, you know, a built-in audio engineer.
Right in your ears.
Right in your ears. Look for headphones that provide like clear, accurate sound reproduction.
Yeah.
Without too much bass boost or other fancy effects, you want to hear your audio as naturally as possible.
As naturally as possible.
And that brings us to editing.
Oh, yes. Editing. Can't forget about editing.
The source mentions Audacity as a popular and free audio editing software.
Audacity, yeah. It's a classic.
It is. It's fantastic, especially for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly user-friendly.
Yeah.
But surprisingly powerful.
It can do a lot.
It can. You can use Audacity to clean up your audio recordings, remove any background noise, add intro and outro music, and even adjust the levels of your different tracks.
It's like having a professional recording studio.
Right on your computer.
Right on your computer.
And you can't beat the price. It's free.
$3.99.
Exactly.
So you can transform those raw recordings into polished, professional sounding episodes.
Exactly, without spending a dime.
Without spending a dime. And that accessibility is a huge part of what makes podcasting so appealing.
It is. It empowers anyone with a story to tell.
Yeah.
To share their voice with the world.
You know, speaking of sharing your voice, let's bring it back to the heart of this deep dive.
Okay.
The power of hyperlocal podcasting. We've talked about the technical side.
We have.
But what are some of the social and civic benefits?
Oh, that's a good question.
Of creating a podcast that focuses specifically on a community like Deer Park, La Porte, or Pasadena.
You know, hyperlocal podcasting has this amazing potential to foster a sense of community, promote civic engagement, and even drive positive change.
At the grassroots level.
At the grassroots level. Imagine a podcast that highlights the work of, you know, local nonprofits in Deer Park.
Right.
Interviews small business owners in LaPorte. Or provides a platform for residents to discuss, like, local environmental issues in Pasadena.
It's like weaving together the fabric of our community.
I love that.
Connecting people, ideas, and initiatives in a way that traditional media often overlooks.
It fills in those gaps.
It does.
You know, it provides that local perspective that you're not going to find anywhere else.
And by focusing on these hyper-local issues, you're creating content that is highly relevant.
Absolutely.
And engaging.
For your target audience.
For our target audience.
Yeah.
And that can lead to increased civic participation, right?
I think so.
People might be more likely to volunteer, attend city council meetings, or even run for local office.
Yeah.
If they feel more connected to their community and informed about the issues that matter most.
Absolutely. You know, it's about empowering individuals to become active participants in shaping their community.
That's such a powerful thought. And it really speaks to the heart of what we're trying to do here at Think and Act locally.
You know, it's about recognizing that each one of us has something valuable to contribute.
Yeah.
Whether it's our time, our talents,
right,
or simply our perspective.
And hyperlocal podcasting can be that megaphone, you know?
Yes.
Amplifying those individual voices and weaving them into this tapestry of community engagement.
Exactly. It's about creating a ripple effect.
I like that.
Where one person's story inspires another to get involved.
Right.
And together, you know, we create a wave of positive change.
We've covered a lot of ground today exploring the nuts and bolts of podcasting, diving into the unique opportunities of hyperlocal content, and even touching on the potential for civic engagement.
A little bit of everything.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one takeaway you'd like our listeners to remember?
You know, if you're passionate about your community
and
you have something to share, don't let anything hold you back.
Right.
Embrace the accessibility of podcasting.
Yeah.
Find your voice.
Find your voice.
And start creating. You might be surprised by the impact you can have.
It's about taking that first step.
Yes.
Even if it's just hitting record on your smartphone.
Right.
And sharing your thoughts with a few friends. You never know where it might lead.
You never know.
And if you find value in what we do here at Think and Act Locally, we encourage you to visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Yeah, a link is provided in the show notes.
Your contributions help us continue to provide valuable, actionable information to empower residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you feel inspired to think and act locally.
And remember, even small actions can have a huge impact when we work together.